Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from teens Miley Hawkins and Jesse Johnson. They're competitive figure skaters who met at the Jefferson City ice rink. They spoke about the physical and mental demands of their sport and how they found support in each other. Here's Miley.
Figure skating is a much different sport than everything else. If you have talent, you can do pretty much any sport, but it takes so much more. You have to have the balance and the talent and the work. So it really gave me good work ethic.
Yeah, I feel like it's really helped me to realize how strong I am, not just physically, but also mentally. I mean, it's a struggle. It really is. I'm not going to lie and say that it's an easy sport. It is hard. And there are times whenever I'm like, this is so much. But I realize that I've always been able to work through that. And I do love the sport, and I'm doing it because I love the sport.
I've always said it's the toughest mental sport. I've played a lot of different sports, and this has been the hardest for me, just mentally going out there in front of a crowd of people and performing a program that takes everything out of you and remembering every single step and hitting every single beat. Definitely the hardest mental sport.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
It's worth it to see yourself improve. It is so hard, and you will fall a million times before you actually do it correctly. It's a sport of failure, and finally getting that success is the best feeling. I get very, very stressed out at competitions, and my coach tries to teach me things to do, and I'm like, but that doesn't help either. I'm still stressed out.
That week before a competition is so stressful. This last competition that I went to, I was not having good programs. I was just like falling out of everything, and I was so stressed out. I was in like tears after every session. And then I got to the competition and I was fine. And Miley, no, you weren't at that one. But when we got back, she was like, I mean, I knew you were gonna be fine.
Jessie gets so far in her own head. And like if one day she skates bad, she thinks about it the next day, how she skated bad.
That is
And then proceeds to skate bad because she was thinking about skating bad.
Yeah, and then it takes like the next week. Like, I have to have the weekend. It's great to have a friend to talk to because, like I said earlier, I will come to Miley, I'll complain to her, and she'll listen to me.
I know I can always go to Jesse, and it's always, like, a big help, but also I feel like I like beating myself to the ground whenever I'm struggling. Like, I like just doing it until I figure it out, and she doesn't let me do that because she's worried I'm going to fall and hurt myself.
Because I know skating, and I know that will happen. It depends on, like, how mad at that you are. It's like, if she's just, like, a little bit frustrated with it, I'll let you run with it. But if you're, like, just flying around the ice trying to do these jumps, I'm like, Miley, take a deep breath. Calm down.
It's a big sport of perseverance, and it'll teach you so many things, not just about yourself, but around, like, about the world around you. And, like, me and Jesse will sometimes, we'll put on music, and we'll skate together. And we will do, like, improv. Like, neither of us know what's going to happen next, but we skate together and it looks clean, like we know what we're doing. It's like communication without communication. Learning other people and learning yourself, kind of knowing how to understand that, is something huge you learn.
That was Miley Hawkins and Jesse Johnson speaking about the importance of support from friends in the mentally rigorous sport of figure skating. You can learn more about the girls and their experiences in the world of figure skating on KBIA.org. But that's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Cassidy Arena. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.